Ponderings over tea
with Mary Phyllis
and Annalie.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon again, Mary Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
So good to see you again.
Yes. So we're going to be talking about precognition and deja vu experiences.
Yes. And those are really experiences that many people have had.
Yes.
And some people pay attention to them and some people think, oh, that's strange. And then they just go on. And some people, they don't even think about it twice, right?
Yes.
They don't make use of it or find it any special of their day.
Yeah. It's almost as if they are accustomed to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, I knew that.
Yeah. I knew that was going to happen. Why? I knew that cup was going to fall. Why did I?
Right. It's interesting with precognition because it is actually just like when we talk about the sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, you know, many people will have something to say about.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're, you know, believers in any religion or not, whether they are interested in the spirituality or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sixth sense is something that we sort of, most people are thinking that it might, you know, be something that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And precognition, I feel, is kind of like that idea.
Yeah, and it's like the pre, it's before cognition, before we thought of it. It somehow came in a little bit before it actually happened or before we didn't realize how we thought about it.
Right. And it's not, precognition isn't always an articulated thought.
No, it might be a feeling.
Yeah. Or just a quick idea that sort of rushes through in pictures or in some other sense.
Yes. And some people, I've noticed, seem to have more of that than others.
Yeah. Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe it's just how we're brought up, what was honored, or maybe it's a skill that we're given that somebody else has a different skill instead of it.
Yeah. So it could be like a skill.
Could be.
And it could be like an awareness.
Yes.
Because if we don't give any awareness to it, then we're not going to sort of incorporate it in our thinking at all.
Right.
It's just going to be
something
that happens.
Yeah. Like sometimes I more recently have felt like, well, I need to go over here and do something. And then all of a sudden, there's something there that I needed to get.
Yes.
Which I didn't realize.
Yes.
Or that it just appeared.
Yes. That's a very sort of typical experience, isn't it? And this thing like when you're thinking of a person and suddenly they call.
Uh-huh.
That's
a
type of very common precognition that people talk about. I knew you were going to call me.
Yeah. And the other day, I was heading down. I was going to go a specific place over to a specific store I wanted to go to, and I planned to go that way. But something diverted me to go this other way instead.
Yes.
And I got up to the corner and went down the Hillsborough Street, and I thought I was going to be parking on this side. But all of a sudden, I saw a parking space right before the ramp where the store where I was going to.
Oh,
and I didn't know that was going to happen.
Of course not.
But something said, go this way.
Yeah.
And I followed it. And it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And the cars had stopped for me to go across the lane.
And you didn't even know why you were. Yeah. Yeah, I've had those experiences too. I sort of pass, for example, a store.
Mm-hmm.
And then I passed. And then I think, no, I should actually go in there.
Yeah.
And then I go in there and then I find something that I wanted or something that interests me.
Yeah.
It's like we're picking up something that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And some part of us is aware of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think precognition is? Because some people talk about it. Sorry, I'm interrupting you now when I just said a question, but I'm thinking of, you know, sometimes it comes as a warning.
Yes, sometimes it is. Like, for all I know, maybe that was diverting me from having an accident or an accident.
Yes, you didn't know.
Because if I had gone down that way, come to think of it, very often my vision is blocked by these vans sitting on each side of the street.
Right.
And I always wonder, am I going to have problems with it?
Yeah.
So maybe they left me at a joyful place.
Yes.
Because I was going to go to a joyful store.
Yes. So. And there was that parking spot, so it was really not the parking spot, but that was your reward for doing,
yes,
you know, that little.
Uh-huh, yeah. So maybe that's it.
Yes.
Yeah, and precognition sometimes, oh, I better not go that way. I feel I shouldn't go that way.
Right. If you're out walking an evening, you know, you feel there is a nicer walk or a less nice walk.
Yes.
Right? So
yeah.
But that doesn't have to mean that something bad's going to happen. Maybe it's just that some good things are awaiting, you know, nice experiences, just like you said.
Yes.
But many people have these precognitions as warnings, like, I don't find a good example. Do you have a good example?
Yes. I can think of when I was starting college and I rode down to college with another family, with a friend who was a year ahead of me, and we just finished lunch and we came a couple miles down the road, and all of a sudden she said she needed to stop for a rest stop, and her father said, well, you've already did, I thought you did back the store. She says, no, I need to stop now. And we did, and it was about 5 minutes later we headed out again, and we got down to a place where there was a terrible accident. And if we had kept on going instead of stopping, we might have been involved in that accident.
Oh.
And her father turned around and said to me, she does this a lot.
Oh, yeah?
So my friend had that kind of a feeling a lot.
Wow.
And then the father family has come to realize they better pay attention.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good example. Yeah. How interesting.
Yes. And that was a spur of the moment type of thing.
Yes. And many people actually when, you know, I'm sure some of our listeners have stories like this, you know, because it's so common.
Yes.
With precognition.
Yes.
And it's just that there's something going on. What is that going on, really, that we are perceiving, you think?
I've said that's one of the ways our spirit guides help us.
Right.
Maybe just say, I can see over the hill. You can't see it, but I'm up at that higher plane and I can see down there.
Right. Something's going to happen now.
Yeah.
Or why don't you try this?
Yeah.
Right. So it's a connection, again, to a spirit guide, really.
Yes, it could be.
Supporting us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or it could be that we have sort of a sensory level ourselves. That is, because we know, for example, when you went to that store and you found a parking spot, maybe you had some sensory feeling that you were looking for a parking spot, right?
Yes.
So you had some sensor, where is the parking spot?
Uh-huh.
And then you said, I feel it's this way, you know, like that.
Yes.
It's like going searching for, you know, treasures or something, that you have this feeling, your intuition or your sixth sense tells you that because you are already sort of, your attention is attuned to this specific thing that's going on.
And come to think of it, I remember it's almost like I was feeling up through the top of my head and upwards as I made that turn on the first street instead of the second street.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe some of the information could have been coming from God.
Yeah, or you.
There are intuitive channels very high above the head.
Yeah.
It could be that way too.
The sensory system.
Yeah.
Looking for something as simple as a parking space.
Yeah. And some people who can see the spirits more easily say that the good ones tend to come from the top of the head.
Oh, right.
Instead of down lower. But there again, I think a lot depends on the person and a lot depends on...
Yeah, how you perceive things. Because, of course, the heart is lower. And if you open your heart, you know, for whatever guidance or love you want. So that's, of course, is very nice energies too.
Yes.
But, maybe it's that we have those sensors on top of our head. Maybe it's just that they are located there.
Yeah.
Our sensors for this.
And somebody who comes from the heart a lot would feel that that is coming.
Yes, from the heart.
It's like when in meditation, sometimes I tell people, if you can't vision it up ahead, look inside your heart.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe some people have a more perceptive view from that part of the body.
Yes.
But back to the precognition. So it could be a message from our spirit guides, or it could be that we have a sensory system for that is not physical, not our physical sensory system, but it's some other sensory system that can see from another level. Because that's what it's all about. If precognition, as you said in the beginning, is is before something happens.
Yes.
Then this is some type of loop in time that we're doing.
Yeah.
Because we live in the space-time grid, as Einstein said. So maybe we have access to different parts of that space-time grid that gives us... Because precognition, of course, must have to do with things that are bound to happen no matter what. You know, it's not going to change, because otherwise we couldn't have a precognition about it.
That's true. It's like in the illustration I've heard so many times, is our spirit guides are much higher up and they can see over the hill, or they can see beyond all those buildings.
Right.
And they know it's about to happen no matter what.
Yes.
And they want to get us away from there.
Yes. Yeah.
So we know precognition, we know it ahead of it happening.
Yes. And it's bound to be happening.
Yes.
It's not something we can change.
Right. Right. So I wonder how deja vu works in with that.
Yeah. Because
here before.
It's not just a different word for precognition, right?
Right.
Deja vu. It's
a French word, and I'm not sure what it means. It's something preview.
Yeah, preview, exactly.
We saw it before.
But I think,
there before.
Yes. And I think many people, when they say they have a deja vu experience, it's very much connected to a certain situation where we, in this situation already, have a feeling that it has happened before, right?
Yes.
It's not before it happens. It's actually
happened before.
Or yeah, whatever.
It's about to happen, but we know ahead of a time. And the other way is it's happened before and all of a sudden I'm aware of it.
Yes. Or it hasn't happened before, but we just have had this sensory feeling again that this is a moment of extra clarity or extra awareness or something.
Yeah.
Why is this moment so important? But we're experiencing deja vu in the moment anyways.
Yes.
And that's the difference from precognition.
Yes. I don't recall ever having a deja vu experience about a physical place. I've heard a lot of stories. People say, first time I ever went to Ireland, all of a sudden this little town, I felt like I'd been there before.
Ooh, yeah.
And I knew exactly where to go for different things.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had that experience.
No.
I've had the experience like I've been in this type of situation before.
Right.
I feel like almost I'm living it again.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a karmic thing. I don't know.
For me, it doesn't feel as much as that it has happened before. It's more like I know this situation before. You know, the situation is bigger than I thought, so to say. I don't know how to explain it. It doesn't feel, when I'm in deja vu, when I say, oh, I'm having a deja vu, it's like this moment is something I've known about beforehand. It not really that it has happened before. I have this feeling that, oh, I knew this situation, sort of that feeling.
And you can't attribute it to another memory, an earlier lifetime or anything?
No. It's more like this situation now is, for some reason, extra highlighted. It's like it's a highlighter, you know. That's how it feels for me. That, ooh, I knew about this situation. It's like I'm thinking as if I have dreamt it, you know, that it will actually, this and this will happen.
Yeah. It's a form of precognition, but it's not the same.
No, it's not happening before the situation. It's actually highlighted by the situation.
Yes. But so maybe that does have something to do with dreams. A dream that can...
Maybe. Maybe for me. I mean, that's how I perceive it. But you are perceiving it also as it has happened before. As it's happening for the second time, right?
Yeah, but I can't quite link where it's coming from. It's not like it's coming from a memory inside me.
No, it's just, okay.
It's like I'm in a certain spot, this feels just like something before, but I'm
maybe it's dimensions sort of connecting somehow.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, it's so extra, because it really feels like an extra special moment.
Yes.
It's like, woof.
There's like nothing ordinary about it.
No, it's very, but it doesn't really, usually it's not, it's a very ordinary thing happening. Like my daughter tells me something and I'm making tea, you know, it could be a very plain occasion, but it just feels like, oh, this is, something's happening now. I've known this. I have known this moment. But it's not a memory, I agree. It's not a memory in that sense.
Do you have them around your daughter a lot more often? Could it have something to do with maybe the
I think it's...
between?
I'm not sure I can say that, because this particular deja vu I'm referring to actually didn't happen so long ago. Okay. And that's so...
Mm-hmm.
No, I can have a deja vu... pretty much, but I have a feeling that I had them more often when I was younger.
Mm.
So it's not as frequent anymore.
Okay.
But actually, when thinking of it, many times I felt they were connected somehow to dreams.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. So déjà vu is maybe connecting to another part of our being than the precognition. The precognition, it seems like the precognition really has more of a reason to appear.
Yes.
Than the déjà vu.
It's like the déjà vu is to make us aware of something because it somehow feels right. It's a connection of some sort.
Yes.
Is for us.
But the precognition is connected to some specific... something happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And it seems to be more in waking state that it comes.
The precognition.
Yeah.
Yes.
And maybe in relating to a decision that we're about to make.
Yes. It's more, it has more weight to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas déjà vu, saying this has happened before, it's almost like, settle down right here.
Yes.
Make note of it. What's going on right here.
Right. It's a connection somehow.
Yes. Yeah.
A nexus. It's very interesting. A nexus. I like that word.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And then, of course, precognition connects to, like you said, this friend of yours at college. She had it a lot. So.
Yes.
I almost imagine that she's psychic or something, that she really has a state of mind that is more sensitive to what's going on.
Uh-huh. And very definitely future-oriented.
Yes.
And to prepare her to make sure that she doesn't get into a situation that would be dangerous.
Right. So, but she was not, in other ways, psychic or anything like
that. I didn't know her all that well.
Right.
I should probably have said acquaintance rather than...
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I, in when I'm thinking of precognition, it connects to being a light variance of psychicness.
Yes.
How should I put it? It feels like so many people have precognition.
Yes.
So it's like sort of a light version of being psychic, that we all have this sixth sense.
Yes. Or that some people call extrasensory perception, ESP.
Right. It has this beautiful definition to it. Exactly. Yeah. And that we all really have it inherent in us. And it's just, it's just there, and we pay attention or not.
Yes. And when we pay attention to it, it helps us a lot. And if we are not able to do that, maybe there's something about our lifetime that is in some way squashed some of the abilities. It's a matter of just waking them up again, getting used to them again.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm sure I've heard of people, you know, using these sixth senses in business decisions, you know.
Hunches.
Yes. Hunters. Yes. Mm-hmm. Buying a house.
Yes.
You know, this feeling when you come into a house and you just feel, oh, this is my home.
Yes.
That must be some type of precognition too.
Yeah. feeling the aspect of the home, who has lived there before.
And that it works with my type of energy.
Yes.
It just feels like home.
Yes. Very much.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I've heard of many businessmen, I've noticed, use the word hunch.
Yes.
Hunch.
Yeah.
And that's the intuition.
Yeah. The sixth sense, precognition, whatever you like to call it. Mm-hmm. They have a hunch, and they say they have it in their stomach, right?
It's like a gut reaction.
Yes.
A gut reaction.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
How it's connected to our physical body.
Yes. Yes.
Because we have a nervous system that is very agile, that goes down into the gut area.
Yeah.
Right now, I can't, from my life, remember what this is called, this nervous system. Anyways, it's interesting. And some, you know, in Japan, they say that, and other people too say that the gut actually has an own intelligence.
Yes. Yeah. Hawaiians say that in the belly, in the abdomen area, that's the focus of the subconscious.
Ah, right.
Even though all the nerve endings are in the brain,
but
focus is there.
Yeah.
And the brain is nothing more than a transistor or something?
Yeah, like a computer.
Computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sure makes sense if it's in the stomach.
Yes.
The sixth sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah. It's interesting that you said stomach, because I saw a bumper sticker said, got ESP. You know, the got milk.
Right. That's fun, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So let's listen to our stomachs a little more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See what they're saying.
Gut reaction.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting a little hungry. That's what my stomach tells me right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, so till next time then.
Mm-hmm. Have a good week.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ponderings over tea
with Mary Phyllis
and Annelie.